This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Come on. Line drive, caught it first, and that's the ball game. They are celebrating on the south side. Back in the postseason for the first time since 2000, the Chicago White Sox are the 2005 American League Central Division champions.
Bobby Jenks has certainly earned his spurs with this White Sox ball club. That was a huge save.
Tying run at second, two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
Those are the memories White Sox fans will think of when they think of Bobby Jenks, who passed away after dealing with stomach cancer, stage 4, last week at the too early age of 44 years of age, a guy who will forever be associated with the 2005 World Series championship, the guy who recorded the final out. And just a really sad thing to talk about here on Rahimi and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla. It's Mark, I never knew Bobby Jenks, but I certainly cheered for him as a lifelong White Sox fan, remembering that 2005 year when I really didn't think the White Sox were going to win at all. I was just kind of along for the ride, right? And I know you had the privilege of covering him. And what I've learned and what I understand is this was just a fun guy having fun. And he was out here blazing, throwing triple-digit heat and meaning so much to a White Sox team, finishing second all-time in saves only to Bobby Thigpen in franchise history. And it's just a situation where you knew he was sick. You knew he was dealing with this. And you would hope, okay, you know, he'll find a way to bounce back. He's not doing well, but maybe. And then the suddenness of it all is what struck me, Mark. The suddenness of, oh, Bobby's gone. And I think we as a city, Chicago White Sox as an organization, the fan base, all just trying to process what he meant in each person's life, whether it was just a fan, a friend, a teammate, or someone who managed and worked with him. It's tough, man. The older you get, the more people... Like my dad used to always tell me, you end up going to way more funerals than you do weddings when you get to a certain age.
Yeah.
And I think I'm at that age. So it just tragic what happened to him. And I know he has the entire support and had the entire support of a city and a fan base behind him.
Yeah, I second that, and well put by you. Yeah, and I had a blast covering Bobby Jenks. I had a blast covering the 2005 White Sox. Like, I covered a lot of the regular season. I covered every inch of the postseason run wherever the White Sox went. I was going. I went to Boston. I went to Anaheim. I went to Houston. Saw the whole thing. Reported on, covered Bobby Jenks' entire career. He was called up in July of that. That's the wild part. Like, he was one of those guys that was, you know, he was a reason why. He was because because of the White Sox winning the World Series. He gets called up. He only had six saves in the regular season of 2005, but he was awesome in the postseason. Saves in game one and four of the World Series. He did have a blown save in game two. They still won that game, obviously. He also famously, and I remember because it was all hands on deck, man, he had a scoreless 11th and 12th inning in the 14-inning game in Houston in the World Series. He was also the third closer on the White Sox that year because, as you might recall, Shingo Takatsu was the...
I remember
the wiffle ball pitcher.
Yes.
What was that pitch he had? It was like a wiffle pitch or something. There was some name. He can't. One of his pitches had a name. But anyway, Shingo Takatsu was here, and then they decided we want somebody to throw a little bit harder. Dustin Hermanson came in as the closer, and then they're like, okay, there's this cat who is troubled in Anaheim. There's trouble in Anaheim, I tell you, with this Angels guy who is throwing 101 miles per hour. He's a big boy. He's a big boy. He likes to drink just a little bit. But he came to the White Sox, and you got the best. You got the best case scenario out of Bobby Jenks for a couple of years.
6'4", 275. He was not a small human.
He was a big one, man. And he was a big old boy.
And he kind of threw his weight around. You know, like, you know, some people are big, but they're like soft spoken. And you know, this guy was out here letting you know, I'm here. Let's go. Let's have fun. Let's do all the things. Let's listen to what AJ Pierzynski, his teammate, had to say on CHSN on what Bobby Jenks meant to that 05 team.
Well, I think Ozzie tells a story where we saw him first in spring training, and he was this gigantic man that threw even harder. And when he came up, we didn't know what to expect, really, because everyone had heard it was like he was like a mythical figure, right, Ozzie? I mean, he was like a mythical figure, this Bobby Jenks guy that throws 100 and is out of the woods of Eastern Washington, Idaho, up there, and you're just like, what is this guy all about? And then you got to know Bobby, and he had a great heart, and he meant well. And I tell people, he threw 100 before 100 was cool, right? Before everyone threw 100, he was a legit 100 with cut, had a filthy breaking ball, great slider, threw it over the plate. And you know what the thing about Bobby was? He was like a 12-year-old, and he was like a 12-year-old kid away from the field, and he grew up a lot in that time. And to just looking back, he was a prankster, Ozzie. He would do pranks on people. He made bad decisions. We all made some bad decisions. But Bobby, at the end of the day, meant well, and he will be sorely, sorely missed.
Is gregarious a good way to describe Bobby Jenks as someone who dealt with him personally?
I don't know if gregarious is the right word, because that maybe he was that way with the players in the clubhouse, because gregarious usually says to me, and maybe I'm wrong, when I hear gregarious, I hear somebody who is outspoken, who talks a lot, who is very social. I didn't necessarily get that from a media perspective out of Bobby Jenks. I mean, he was always just sort of like, he was always very excited, and there was a, what was the word that AJ Pierzynski used? Not childish, but
said childlike.
Childlike, yeah. That's
like a 12-year-old.
That's spot on. That's because when I think of Bobby Jenks in the White Sox locker room, I think of a guy with wide eyes, kind of smiling, and basically answering questions about us, asking about how great he is. How about that 100-mile-per-hour pitch that you threw with cut to get that last guy out? And he'd look, oh, yeah, man, that was crazy, wasn't it? He kind of looked at us like, oh, yeah, that was nuts, was it? How about that inside? Like, so he was he did have this childlike demeanor. So I don't know if gregarious is exuberant.
Maybe.
Okay. Exuberance.
A little
one.
Bit better of a word for me when it comes to Bobby Jenks, because it was all new to him, like, because he was a rookie, and it just everything was just cool and neat and fun, and oh, wow, I didn't think a month ago I would be in this position because the Angels didn't really know about me. Now he's got, and I know this is hard for people to imagine, now he's got 40 media people around his locker. I know, that sounds crazy to think of a White Sox game, but I was part of those packs trying for time with Bobby Jenks, and it was always just this, oh yeah, man, it's awesome. It's awesome what we're doing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here. Discussing Bobby Jenks' life and legacy here with Mark Grody on Raheemy and Harris. And, you know, it's interesting because the way that we talk about him, you do forget that he was a rookie when the White Sox won the World Series. You just remember he was the guy who was coming in throwing the heat. And he may have been in a state of, I don't know what I don't know yet because this is all so new to me.
That's a great way to put it.
Just along for the ride. You know, sometimes you're messing around with like some game or some task that's supposed to be tough, hard, complicated. And because you don't know how hard or tough or complicated it's supposed to be, you do well at it until someone explains to you, oh, well, you know, usually people don't, and you're like, oh, now you start overthinking it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And you, that's so well put, and he personified that because, again, it was the media who would tell him, as often is the case with rookies or even young players, the media doing the work and say, hey, you just struck out 5 straight guys, or you just threw 100 miles per hour 4 straight times. And his reaction was always, like, if I had to put it all together, it was always, oh, that's awesome, man. That's great. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's cool. That's great.
So there was him on the field, on that pitcher's mound, intimidating hitters, but also he was a fun-loving guy when he wasn't between the lines. Don Cooper joined Mully and Rami on Mully and Haw earlier today and was talking about how Bobby Jenks loved to have fun in the clubhouse.
Bobby was an interesting character. You know, listen, there was one story I remember. This is just the first one. I remember the first trip he went on. He got on the plane. You know, and he was behind me. You know, I was like in row 4. He was in row 5. And I heard him on the phone talking to somebody. He goes, you're not going to believe it. He's whoever he's talking to, you're not going to believe this. They just brought me a whole plate of food, and I'm having a Jack and Coke, and it's free. You know, it was, you know, Bobby enjoyed it. Bobby likes to have his good time, you know, and he, Bobby was a challenge for coaches, but he was different, but not bad different, you know. Bobby was just a lovable, good. He liked having a good time. He liked playing practical jokes. He liked messing around. And when he got out there, he took care of business. So you had to love him. And he had a good heart. Another story I remember, and I was thinking about this last night because I knew we were going to talk. And, it's hard, but if you don't prepare, a little bit for your answers. Now, we were playing a ding game in Milwaukee. And I don't really remember, to tell you the truth. It was regular season. It might have been an exhibition game, but I don't think so. I think it was regular season. We're playing in Milwaukee, and the place, there's hardly anybody in it. And Bobby had this little joke he used to play. He could make a bomb, and I'm not even going to talk about how he did it, but it would explode. And it wasn't harmful to anybody. It couldn't hurt anybody or anything like that, but it scared the wits out of everybody. And he did a bomb in the bullpen in Milwaukee. And let me tell you, if he did it nowadays, people would think there was a terrorist attack coming because it was that loud. And he got the biggest kick out of that because it scared the wits out of everybody.
Who doesn't love a good practical joke? Let's be honest. Are you the type of person, if someone plays a practical joke on you, that you get upset that the practical joke was played on you, or you're just like, that was funny?
Oh, I usually appreciate it because I've played my fair share.
But that probably sums up Bobby Jenks pretty well.
Yeah, I think so. But a texter nailed it. And something tells me this texter might have been a fellow reporter or somebody who had contact with him, obviously. He was so soft-spoken, happy to be there, always available, very approachable, a big kid full of personality. That's probably the better, because we didn't get to see all that, but he was. Like, he was a very quiet kid with the media, but he also had a very lovable look about him just because he was big. He had a big kind of pudgy face about, very young, big pudgy face as well. So it was like he kind of came across that way. But yeah, he was an interesting character for sure.
708 on the text line. He was so good with kids. There's extra O's in that. So I was a vendor at the time, and he would always go out of his way to be extra nice to the fans by the bullpen, especially the kids. Also, 708, Jinx, AJ, Ozzy exemplified the White Sox fan base. Highly relatable, fun, and they were winners.
They were winners, and it was just a great season. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, that's – we always talk about that with winning – teams like the White Sox, there's always going to be those great stories, and that's what Bobby Jenks was for the 2005 White Sox. He was a great story, highly necessary, but we could talk about this another time, and I'm sure we will with the anniversary coming up, but there were so many guys like that on that 2005 White Sox team that you didn't necessarily expect to get great performances from, the Cliff Polites of the world, guys like that you have to have to win a World Series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.